You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There are more than 1.3 million active duty service members in the U.S. military, and millions more have been deployed to combat over the decades. There's growing awareness of the invisible wounds when returning to civilian life, which can manifest into PTSD, addiction, depression, cognitive injuries, as well as create strains with family and loved ones. Here at home, the daughter of an Air Force veteran got a front row seat to the harm surviving traumatic events can cause, especially when unspoken and kept under the rug. She transformed that experience into a space for creativity and healing. Kathleen Ellertson is the founder and president of the Veteran Art Institute. She joins us along with John Nesbitt, an Army veteran and art therapist, to discuss the therapeutic benefits of art. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what a treat. So, Kathleen, I want to start with you. I mean, I touched upon it a little bit. It stems from your father, but if you can expand upon that, what inspired you to create this nonprofit, the Veteran Art Institute?
Sure. As you mentioned, this mission is deeply personal to me. My father was a World War II Bronze Star recipient, and he came home with invisible wounds that during World War II and post-World War II, it was not understood that PTSD was something. They said it was shell shock. Get over it. He was an artist, and he was a very sensitive man, and he was a air traffic controller, if you will, because he was Army Air Force, and he directed planes to be able to land in Normandy and in England and so forth, and then sometimes they would blow up. And so he took that personally and came home with all that guilt, and it didn't make for a good childhood for me. But I realized all this in 2009 when he passed away. I have a degree in art history, and I'm an artist myself, and I felt that there must be something that could be done for veterans around art. And so I looked up a nonprofit that was doing something like that and volunteered for them. I was still working at Intel until 2018, and did all kinds of exhibits. The first one I curated was a 50-veteran exhibit at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. It was up for a year. And around 2018, I decided to retire, and the guy that I was working with was going to hang his thing up. And I always wanted my own art institute, so I started my own.
So how does it work?
So the Veteran Art Institute is an online gallery. Veterans fill out a little form, and they and it's for active duty as well as veterans. We have instructional videos where they can learn how to upload their art and create their profile and so forth. Each veteran gets their own web page, and then they can upload as much art as they want and be in community with other veterans. I think of the Veteran Art Institute as being at the intersection of art and community.
And that brings me to you, John. You are an artist as well, and also a teacher at Mather Hospital. Tell us a little bit about your service.
Well, my service was in Vietnam, 1966 through 69. I worked with the Delta Project, which was an experiment that began Delta Force. Delta Force began the soldiers that worked for those who were in NATO. And I did the long-range reconnaissance patrol. I was an advisor for that. And then after 2.5 years, I went to what's called the Mike Force, which was an infantry group of indigenous soldiers in the Mekong Delta. So that was my experience. And coming out of that, I continued my education at Indiana State and then came to Davis and got my master's. And with that, the art that I was doing related to a lot of things that had to do with my emotions from Vietnam and other countries. I worked with the Department of Defense after that for a while. But the idea is to bring veterans into an understanding of some of the trauma they may have brought to the military. And then when they got to the military, impact that with experience from combat. How to take that combat experience and bring it back home, break it down, understand it, and then work on something that can defeat it or neutralize it. And part of that had to do with understanding the formula, which is your environment plus your culture equals your frame of reference, which allows you to laugh or cry. You then have other people's reactions to you that equals your behavior. Well, most guys don't understand their behavior as being a disorder when you go to post-traumatic stress disorder. So part of what my role is to assist in coming together with the trauma, the healing of that trauma, the understanding of the disorder that other people see as behavior, and how to take those things into action when you use art as a tool to express yourself. And from that is when the institution comes in, when the institute, that is, that comes into something bigger than me that I can participate in that allows me to expand the expression that I have hidden in me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have experienced firsthand the healing properties of art, and now you're helping other veterans as well. What would you like the general public, civilians, to better understand about the role art can play in one's life?
The art, number one, it has the ability to give expression. And in the process of expression, other people then look at what you're doing and say, wow, that was nice, man. That was good. That increases my value to society. And when it does that, I don't mind going back to doing something that has to do with art as opposed to getting drunk Saturday night at the bar. I could be doing something else a lot better. And at the same time, influencing other people with the art that I might be producing. Meeting up with other veterans that maybe experienced similar combat experiences as myself. And we get to talk about it. The better we talk, the more it gets out. The more it spills out of me. And in doing so, I now become a value to that person as a friend. And you're worthwhile in society now.
Yeah, that's just profound. I mean, Kathleen, this started with you. I mean, you had the experience as a family member to the harmful effects of PTSD, especially when unspoken and unaddressed. Now that you created this nonprofit, what has been some of the more rewarding pieces of having the Veteran Art Institute?
One of the most rewarding things that I've recognized is, as I mentioned, when they join, they fill out a registration form. And on that form, there's a place for comments. And the comments that they write about joining the Veteran Art Institute, the role that art plays in their life, the sense of community, we have so many comments that literally just bring you to tears that we actually group them into four categories. And it's kind of what it's kind of how the Veteran Art Institute benefits veterans. It's four themes, if you will. Art as life-saving therapy and healing, which John was talking to. Art as coping and recovery. Coping as a daily thing, and recovery as transitioning into something new outside of yourself, which is what John was mentioning. Community and connection. Healing doesn't happen in isolation. And veterans get other veterans, and they need each other. So the Veteran Art Institute provides that platform for them to meet each other and be in community. And finally, art as purpose and legacy. One of our veterans wrote, I paint my PTSD out of my mind. I don't want to die alone, and with my paintings, I live forever. And it's that sense of community, but also being able to express what can't be said sometimes with a paintbrush, with a pencil, with sculpture. Mm-hmm. And we have found that I get back so much more than I give from the Veteran Art Institute and my wonderful team that I work with. I want to mention something. October 10th is Mental Health Day. And mental health is really something that we focus on. Even though not every veteran at the Veteran Art Institute came back or was actually in combat, but they still have things that they have to work out. Some of it is, like John mentioned, they go in with something and then it still hasn't been resolved. Some of it happens when they're in the service, and some don't. Some just want to share their art. But I will also mention a book called Your Brain on Art, which is by Susan Magsiman and Ivy Ross. And that really tells the story about how art can heal.
Yeah, I mean, what you're getting at is how transformative, in the very best way, art can feel for a lot of people. But creative expression doesn't always come naturally to people. It could actually be intimidating and scary. Like, I'm not going to be good at this. Why am I going to join this institute? So, John, how do you help someone navigate that apprehension?
Well, first, you start with the elements and principles of design. Once a person gets a pencil and you get to make some circles, you get some, make some squares, you make some other things, and then I say, all right, put this together as if it's going to look like a sunset. Put this together as if you're looking at the back of a city or something. Well, when they do that, one, they can be impressed with what they just did. Two, other people, now once again with art, other people look at it and ask you, what are you thinking? What's up? Which gives you value. And given the value with that, you continue to try to express, which then you explore. Key word, explore. Once you start exploring, that trauma that you had inside, that can be dismissed as you explore, because you're there for art in the purpose of dismissing the trauma that you've experienced. So those two things become a direct hand fight with each other sometimes. But that hand fight with each other gets reinforced with other people giving you positive reaction. And it's the positive reaction from other people that allows me to fight more.
Did you know that you wanted to pursue fine arts once you were completed with service? Was it a light switch for you, or was it more gradual?
Well, no. I happen to be a little older than most, and when they first invented color chalk, I used to get in trouble all the time in school and be sitting in the principal's office. Someone, teacher came in one day and gave me the color chalk and said, draw the weather outside. And then the other teacher said, wow, come to my class and do that. And then all of a sudden, I'm not at the principal's office hanging out. I'm in different people's classes.
You have an outlet.
Yes. So after Vietnam, go back to Indiana State, get my education degree, come back to Davis and get my master's, and start the healing process for me and others.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're learning about the Veteran Art Institute. Okay, Kathleen, you mentioned that this is mostly online, but there's actually an exhibit that people can take in person in Rancho Cordova, so tell us about it.
Absolutely. Yes, we have about 65 veterans that responded to the call for art and are being represented at the MAC, the Mill Station Arts and Cultural Center. And we are super excited about the response that we got and the veterans that are participating. And part of the experience of veterans doing art together is being able to meet each other. And they did so at the reception we had last Friday. And we are also continuing to recruit veterans to join the Veteran Art Institute. And so hopefully a lot of the ones that are exhibiting at the MAC will be doing so.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned, you know, that, you know, healing doesn't happen alone. Community is so important. And John, you've explained that too, when you're actually creating art, getting that positive feedback. So last Friday must have been really special.
Well, how many people you know jump out of airplane? Well, I'm a paratrooper. I've done 28 jumps. So I met a person the other day who had around 17 jumps. The point is, we understood the word stand in the door. Because when you stand in the door, you're ready to jump. And not many men know how that feels and know what that's about and know the struggle inside at first to get used to the idea of jumping out of an airplane. But once you do, now the strength inside of your gut allows you to engage into other things that might not be there before.
Well, John and Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us and sharing just a little bit of all the really important work that
the both of you do.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot of lessons that can be applied, even outside of being a service member or being a veteran. I mean, I've taken some lessons from the two of you
in this
short conversation. Right. Kathleen Ellertson is the founder and president of the Veteran Art Institute, and John Nesbitt is an Army veteran and an art therapist. We've been learning about the therapeutic benefits of art for U.S. military veterans and service members. The Art of Veterans exhibit, it is currently on display at the Mill Station Art and Culture Center, the MAC, in Rancho Cordova. It's going to be through October 18th, and it's showcasing a collection of artwork created by U.S. military veterans from across the country. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.